QSO. My mom and I have talked about that forming a group at my school because, especially around here, there's not too many people in Emily City or in general, or what I think of, any schools that I don't think have any like amateur radio clubs. So that would definitely be a thing that I would talk to my principal and stuff about. Because I believe our high school, there's an old, we're talking 50s, 60s. They used to have a amateur radio club back then, and it's sad to see. It's an old room. It's used for storage now, but the old radios from the 50s are still in there, and they're still connected to the old antenna. But that room hasn't been used in for radios since the 60s, which I thought was really sad.
So Fox Ready, that go Tango Quebec. Okay, I guess I didn't double with anyone yet. That's interesting how you mentioned that your school was, you were thinking about getting a repeat or a group started at your school, because just after I got out of college, there was an amateur radio club that started up over there. And yeah, and then the other thing I was thinking of is one of the schools nearby here actually runs an FM broadcast station, which is kind of cool.